Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And thank you for joining us for the second day of our lesson called The Greatest Races. We're talking all about marathons. We learned about the origin of the marathon yesterday. And we're going to be talking a little bit more about marathons today. Well, I do wonder, do you think that running a marathon is a good way to explore new cities? Maybe there's some place you've never been to before. Is running a marathon a good way to explore that place?
Well, I think that if you aren't too worried about how fast you run the race and you take your time, you can definitely enjoy some of the things around you. We talked about seeing impressive landmarks in different cities yesterday. And if you aren't too concerned about placing in the race or running very fast, you could certainly enjoy those things.
So you want to take your time. Well, maybe then you could walk a marathon instead of run a marathon. You could take your camera with you and go and see all of these sights. That's a more relaxing way to get through a marathon. Well, we are going to learn more about marathons today, so let's get started with the first reading of the day.
The Greatest Races. Stepping into History. At the Great Wall Marathon in Tianjin, China, racers can run along the Great Wall of China. The route also takes them through beautiful villages and rice fields. Running this race can take 50% longer than most marathons because of the wall's steep steps. Signaled by the sun. One unusual marathon took place on November 14, 2012, in Port Douglas, Australia. That day, there was a total solar eclipse. The sun's appearance after the eclipse marked the beginning of the race.
Hello, friends. This is your word lady, Ellen. On your mark, get set, go! We're on to day two of our sports article for this month, where we're talking about the marathon. Here are your key words for the day. Route. Route is a noun. Before she left on her trip, Kelly found the route on a map. Signal. Signal is a verb. The teacher signaled to the students to be quiet. Go the extra mile. Go the extra mile is an idiom. Natalie always goes the extra mile by doing her work well and finishing early. Lipstick. Lipstick is a noun. Cindy always wears lipstick when she goes to parties. Your more information word is solar eclipse. Solar eclipse is a noun. Let's get started with our article.
Well, the heading of this section is called Stepping into History. Now, I don't usually think of history as something that I use my legs to step into, but this is a good way to use English, or a good way that you can use English, stepping into history. It's like you're traveling into the past, to step into something. How else might you use that phrase?
Well, if you step into something, it does mean that you enter it. Mm-hmm. So if you step into history, it's like you enter a different time. You could also step into a book mm-hmm. or step into a movie. It means that you get a greater understanding of those things.
Carolyn, I really appreciated when you stepped into my life and stepped into the life here at Studio Classroom. So you can step into someone's life or enter into a book or a movie like that, stepping into it. Well, we're stepping into history, and our first sentence here is, at the Great Wall Marathon in Tianjin, China, racers can run along the Great Wall of China. That is so cool.
That sounds like a really impressive race, a very interesting race to be able to run along the Great Wall of China. It's certainly very different from other marathons.
That's right. Well, it would be an impressive race with lots of wonderful scenery, I'm sure. The route also takes them through beautiful villages and rice fields. All right, well, let's talk about that word from the word bank. It is route. A route is the way that you get somewhere.
That's right. It is where you go and how you get to your destination. Which route should you take? What is the best route to get to the end of this race? And a lot of times when you run a marathon, they will give you a map that tells you which route you are supposed to go.
All right, there may be many different routes you could take. Some people like to take the scenic route. That's another way of saying it's a route that maybe takes longer, but it has nice scenery, the scenic route. Well, we can take a route through beautiful villages and rice fields, and how do we continue this, Carolyn?
Well, we see that running this race can take 50% longer than most marathons because of the wall's steep steps. So if you're running up the Great Wall of China and then down the Great Wall of China, there are many, many stairs, and it is quite steep.
All right, it's very steep. If something is steep, it can be kind of difficult to go up. All right, well, we're going to go to the next section here. It's called Signaled by the Sun. This is an unusual marathon, but let's take a look at that word signal. It's from our word bank. And if you signal something, what does that mean?
Well, it means that there is some sort of gesture or a sound that means something to someone else. So one signal might be in traffic. If you're driving and you see a red light, that is a signal for you to stop. And a green light is a signal for you to go.
Good. So that's one kind of signal. Maybe you can use your hands to signal somebody as well. You can use your hands to say, go away, or you can signal to come closer. There are different kinds of signals. And as you have noticed, Carolyn and I have been using this word as both a verb and a noun. So this section is called Signaled by the Sun. Why?
Well, we see in our article, one unusual marathon took place on November 14th, 2012 in Port Douglas, Australia. And the reason this marathon was unusual is because that day there was a total solar eclipse. Now, if you have a solar eclipse, that's a very special event, and we want to talk about that word, solar eclipse. That is something that happens when the moon comes between the sun and the earth. So you can't see the sun.
That's right. So that's a solar eclipse. Sometimes this happens only in part. Maybe only part of the moon will cover some of the sun, so you can still see a lot of the sun. But this is a total solar eclipse, so it's like the moon really passed right in front of the sun. Quite a special event, a solar eclipse. Well, I just want to remind you, they can be exciting to learn about or to read about a solar eclipse, but if you have a chance to see a solar eclipse, do not look directly at the sun. There are other ways to experience a solar eclipse.
That's right. And well, we see about this marathon and the solar eclipse that happened on this day, the sun's appearance after the eclipse marked the beginning of the race. So when the moon came in front of the sun, that was the eclipse. And as the moon passed away and you could see the sun again, the race started. That was the signal to begin the race.
That's right. That's another way to say it marked the beginning of the race. It started the race. So you can use that word mark. This day marks our anniversary, or this day marks the first day that we came to this city. And just as we see here, the sun's appearance marked the beginning of the race. Well, it's time for us to learn some more with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Hi, everyone.
everyone. I'm Michelle. 今天的第一个重点，我们来看 route 这个名词。据它有两个念法，可以念成 route 或者是 route。Route 是指路径或者是路程。例如 ，Alan always takes the same route to his office. Alan 永远都走同样的路到办公室。或者是 Mandy lives on a bus route, so it's quite convenient for her. Mandy 住在公车路线附近，对她来说非常的方便。继续我们看的是 signal 这个动词。signal 是指给信号或者是用动作示意。例如 the coach signaled to the quarterback to change tactics. 教练向四分卫示意要他改变战术。signal 也可以当名词，意思是指信号或暗号。例如 ,the detective gave his partner the signal to break into the room. 这位警探向他的搭档示意要破门进入这个房间。
In the first part of our article today, we stepped into history and took a route along the Great Wall of China. There is a great marathon run there, one of the great races in the world, and you can actually run along the steep steps of the Great Wall and through rice fields and other areas around China. It's a very interesting race. Well, we have much more to learn about marathons in our next reading, so let's read that now.
The Greatest Races. Extra Help. Most marathons provide water for runners, but some go the extra mile. The Little Rock Marathon in Arkansas, USA has a lipstick station near the end. It helps female runners look great for photos after the race.And in Nashville, Tennessee, USA, marathon runners can enjoy country music. 50 groups perform on 28 stages set up along the route. For people around the world, running a marathon is a challenging but satisfying experience.
A very satisfying article.Well, let's get started with this section here. It says extra help. Extra help? Well, our sentence says most marathons provide water for runners, but some go the extra mile. And it's true. If you do participate in a long race, there will be water stations where you can drink some water. But what does it mean to go the extra mile, Carolyn?
Well, this is a really great phrase, and I like that the author used it here、mm-hmm. because we're talking about a race. And a lot of times we measure that in kilometers、mm-hmm. or miles. And so if you go the extra mile, it means you go further than you needed to. You go an extra distance, an extra mile. So if you go the extra mile, you might say,Well, it was so nice of you to go the extra mile and show us around the city and take off of work for an entire day. You really didn't need to.
That's right. Or maybe your parents told you to wash the dishes. And so you did. You washed the dishes. And then they came home and they see that the whole house is clean. They might say, wow, we just told you to wash the dishes, but you went the extra mile and you cleaned the whole place.So that's what it means to go the extra mile. It's always a good thing. And in some of these marathons, people go the extra mile. And how do they do that, Carolyn?
Well, we see the Little Rock Marathon in Arkansas, USA, has a lipstick station near the end. And this is going the extra mile if they have a lipstick station. And that's a word we want to talk about. Lipstick is a kind of makeup.That a lot of women will put on their lips. You see the word lip in this word lipstick. Gabe, how else can you use this word?
Well, I would say I don't wear lipstick. That's how I use this word. But I do use chapstick sometimes. I actually have some chapstick in my pocket. And chapstick is for when your lips get too dry. It's not lipstick, it's chapstick.And as Carolyn said, many women like to use lipstick when they go out. Or maybe there's a fancy dinner or something special going on. They might wear special lipstick.
That's right. So lipstick will add some color to your lips. You can get many different colors of lipstick. And here in this marathon, there is actually a lipstick station. Well, why is there a lipstick station, Gabe?
This is really interesting to me. It helps female runners look great for photos after the race. Wow. Okay, so if you want to look like you did not just enter a marathon and race in a marathon, you can go to a lipstick station and then look just like you do in any other photo. You can go and take pictures after your marathon.
Well, this is definitely going the extra mile since it's the first time I've ever heard of a lipstick station at a marathon. Mm-hmm. But it's a pretty nice idea because if you ran 42 kilometers, you're probably very hot, very tired, exhausted, mm-hmm. and you might not want to have your picture taken. So a lipstick station could help you feel more comfortable with having your picture taken as you cross the finish line.
I wonder if there's like a comb station for guys so they can comb their hair to look nice for photos. Well, we continue. And in Nashville, Tennessee, USA, marathon runners can enjoy country music. Well, that sounds really cool, actually.
Yes, country music is very popular in Tennessee. A lot of famous country artists come from that state, and we see that 50 groups perform on 28 stages set up along the route. So there are many, many performers mm-hmm. all along the route of the race.
That's right, and they're performing on these 28 different stages. That's actually quite a lot. It seems like you're never without music when you're running a marathon there. Well, it's time for us to continue learning something with Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud.
The Greek word marathon literally means a place with fennels. But ever since that epic run 2,500 years ago, the word is now associated with long-distance foot races.
In our more modern times, you might hear the word marathon being used as an adjective to describe a very long event or activity.
The activity could be tedious, like a marathon study session, or fun, like a weekend movie marathon.
Right. Some time ago, a clever person decided to cut the word marathon up, take the second half of the word, and place it behind the verb walk.
The new word walkathon came to mean a long-distance walking event organized to raise money for charity.
Now, since then, other verbs have been used in place of walk, making new ways to raise funds for good causes, like bike for bikeathon.
Other such charitable events aren't so much long distance as they are long duration, like dance-a-thons, skate-a-thons, and telethons.
Okay, telethons, T-E-L-E prefix, gives us the clue that the event has a connection with television. So, a telethon is a very long television program aired for the purpose of raising money for charity.
Marathon 是马拉松，狭义的讲是马拉松赛跑，但它也可以形容一个漫长持久的活动，像 a weekend movie marathon, 周末马拉松式的电影观赏会。后来呢，又有人将 marathon 拆开，把后半部接在 walk 后面，就产生了 walkathon 这个字。Walkathon 就是为慈善事业募款而进行的步行马拉松。之后呢，只要是长时间的募款活动，都会把 a thon 接在单字的后面，像 bikeathon 骑脚踏车的募款活动， telethon 就是在 television 电视上的募款活动。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
In the last sentence of our article today, we see, for people around the world, running a marathon is a challenging but satisfying experience. And I think running a marathon really is a challenge. What do you think, Gabe?
Well, it's true. It is quite a challenge. It can be challenging to run that long of a race, but it is a satisfying experience.So many things in life are like that. They're difficult. You don't really know if you can do it, but once you're finished, you feel satisfied and you're very happy that you did. Can you think of anything in life that is like this, Carolyn?
Well, it's not easy trying to learn another language, but it is very satisfying. I've spent a lot of time trying to learn Chinese, and it's been a big challenge, but I've made a lot of progress, and I feel very satisfied with the results.
Well, that is a great example. I think something for me that is challenging but also satisfying is teaching. I enjoy teaching different things. I enjoy teaching English, of course. I also teach the Bible, and I like to teach drums. And it's challenging to teach sometimes because sometimes there is miscommunication, but of course it is satisfying when you can see your students are developing and growing. Right now it's time for us to continue learning something with Liz in the Grammar Gym. And then we'll visit Michelle in the Language Lab.
Friends, how are you doing today? My name is Liz, and thanks for joining me here at the Grammar Gym. In our sports article today, we read, for people around the world, running a marathon is a challenging but satisfying experience. That's our grammar tip sentence. Our focus today is on the sentence pattern. Subject is a adjective 1, but adjective 2, object. In today's sentence, we see that running a marathon is a challenging experience, but running a marathon is also a satisfying experience. It is challenging, but also satisfying. Put them together and you get the sentence we have in the article. So can you think of things that have qualities that seem to be opposites? For example, Carl is a pleasant but inexperienced office worker. Or, Terrence's parrot is a beautiful but vicious bird. If you have a copy of this month's magazine with you, be sure to check out today's grammar tip section for more example sentences. That's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. I'll see you next time.
Okay, 接下来我们来看的是 go the extra mile 这个成语。多走一里路的意思就是指格外的努力或格外用心。例如 ,a good leader always goes the extra mile to make sure everything is ready. 一个好的领袖总是格外用心确认所有的一切都预备妥当。或者是 Dean is a loyal friend who's always willing to go the extra mile. Dean 是位很忠心的朋友，他总是愿意付出更多。所以我们来看的是 lipstick 这个名词。lipstick 是指口红。例如 Coco Chanel's Classic Red Lipstick, 香奈儿经典的红色唇膏。如果要说涂口红的话是用 wear, W-E-A-R 这个动词。例如 Rose doesn't usually wear lipstick unless there's a special occasion. Rose 平常不擦口红除非是特殊的场合。And now back to our lesson.
We've learned about some pretty interesting marathons in today's lesson, and I wonder which one of these marathons seems most interesting to you. Carolyn, what do you think about this?
Well, all of the marathons we've learned about the past 2 days have been very interesting, but I think the one I like the most was the one in Australia with the solar eclipse. The start of the race was signaled by the sun, and I think that is such a unique way to start the race that I'm kind of sad I missed it.
Well, you could probably describe that race as a once-in-a-lifetime experience because a total solar eclipse doesn't happen very often. I also really enjoyed the idea of listening to a lot of bands as I run my marathon, although I would probably choose jazz music instead of country music. But these races are all very interesting. If you have a chance to run a marathon, maybe you can do one in a special area like we learned about in today's lesson. Thank you for joining us today, and we hope to see you next time right here at Studio Classroom. See you later.
See you.
In our last episode, Sherry was about to reveal to Feng Yi a secret kept hidden by her mother. Listen in as we find out what the secret is.
Feng Yi took the train with me to Taichung. As we rode into the countryside, I noticed it was very different from what I'd known back home. I saw water buffalo, rice paddies, and even some banana trees. They all reminded me of my mom. She loved to tell me about her trips into the Taiwanese countryside. In one sense, I felt like my mom was with me, taking me on a journey into my past. What I didn't know was that she was also taking me on a trip into my future.
Come on, Sherry. I can't wait to find out the secret that your mother told you before she died.
Well, in the 1970s, my mom was teaching at Morritown Academy in Taichung. It was there she met a man named Winston Lin, and they fell deeply in love.
Oh, a love story! My favorite! Go on.
Well, they met after my mother gave a speech at the Taichung Toastmasters Club. Winston was president of the club, and he was so impressed by her speech that he invited her to be on their committee. Even at this first meeting, my mother felt a strong attraction between the two of them.
How romantic.
During the next year, they worked closely together on several club projects. They discovered that, apart from their mutual interest in public speaking, they had many other common interests, too. Taking a pedicab to go shopping at the night market together was great fun, and they both loved cycling.
Where did they go when they went cycling?
I remember my mom saying they often rode their bikes out to the tea plantations in the surrounding hills. She just loved the beautiful pineapple groves and banana trees.
I know things have changed quite a bit, but if you look out the train window now, you can still see some pineapple groves and banana plantations.
Join us next time for more of The Stranger.